Today's shir is Masech to Gittin Daf Lamed Gimel, and we will begin in Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph at the two dots of Neitikna Oilam. As we had learned in the Mishnah yesterday, Rabbi Gamliel says that even though halachically, if one was mevatel get in front of a bezdin, at the end of the shir we discuss who exactly is a bezdin, the bittel should be effective. From Neitikna Oilam, Rabbi Gamliel taught us that was stopped. Ask the Gemara when they tikkun oilam. What does the Mishnah mean with the words tikkun oilam? So we have machlokes. Rav Yochanan Amar when they takonis mamzerim. What does takonis mamzerim mean? We are concerned that if a husband does bittel and the wife is not aware that he did bittel, so she gets a get. The get is really not a valid get, but she isn't aware of that. She goes and gets remarried, has children, and those children are mamzerim based on because the get wasn't a get, and she thinks it is. Rav Shlokish Amar, Nei Takonis Agunis. The concern is Takonis Agunis. And we have a machloikis Rishonim, how to understand what Takonis Agunis means. Some Rishonim explain Takonis Agunis, that's the way Rashi explains, that we want to make it difficult for a husband to do bittel. Why do we want to make it difficult for a husband to do bittel? Because if a husband could easily do bittel, the wife will not really know if the bittel was a bittel, and she won't be able to get remarried. She'll be an aguna. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that bittel, if it takes place a minute before they're divorced, doesn't accomplish. It is a valid bittel. If it takes place a moment later, it isn't. So it's very difficult to know if the bittel is a bittel. So to make sure that it's done properly, it has to be done in front of the wife, in front of the bezdin, that there shouldn't be any misunderstandings. A third shot that I saw in the Rishonim, with Takanas Agunas, is if bittel will be easily accomplished, and if there will be a situation that bittel is taking place, women, we always have from women, who are concerned that maybe the get that they're holding on to was a get that was voided. And this woman, because she's so concerned, Eshesish, will never get remarried and remain in Aguna. But if bittel is difficult to accomplish, that will solve and that will create a situation that women will not be concerned that the get was mevotel. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, who just explained that the reason why Chazal said that we tikkun oilam is ibn takonis mamzerim. That he said the reason is because takonis mamzerim. Savel Krav Yoichran. He also like Krav Yoichran, who we learned in the previous shir, a machloikis of Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. How many members have to be in the Bezdin to accomplish bittel? He holds like Rav Nachman, Omer v'fnei shnayim. The bittel is done in front of two individuals. Obey trei. And when something is done only in front of two individuals, less lakala, it really doesn't become publicized. And therefore, v'hi lo shama v'lo yada, she will not be aware that her husband was mevatel the get, v'oz lo mitzvah, and therefore she receives the get. In her mind, it's a good get, when it's really not. V'ika mamzerim. And now we have a real concern that we may have mamzerim. So as the Rishonim point out, here the Gemara is saying that two people are not enough to have a call. Ask the Rishonim that throughout Shas, we've discussed this in this Masechta, that if you have a document signed by two people, it creates a call, it creates, people are aware of it, and that's why somebody holding on to that document can collect from Lekuchas. So why is our Gemara saying that two people don't create a call? So Rishonim answer, there's a difference between a kol that we need for collecting money versus a kol that a woman's not an Eishes Ish. And the need for a kol in Eishes Ish is a much more serious issue, and therefore two people isn't enough. But then Tysus asked the obvious question. Two people don't give us a kol. So make a bezin of three people and you'll have a kol. The whole problem is that two people don't create a sufficient kol. Two people isn't enough. So say that the bezin should have three people, and then you'll have enough of a kol, and then there shouldn't be a reason to say that bittel can't take place in front of bezin. So Tysus answers, and this is the way the Mashal explains Tysus's teretz. Of course, Rav Yochanan's concern is mamzerim. But once Rav Yochanan agreed that there's a concern mamzerim, he doesn't completely discount the other concern of takanas agunas. And as we're going to learn in a moment, according to the concern of takanas agunas, even three wouldn't work. And therefore, once we're saying takanas mamzerim, we're also concerned about takanas agunas, and that's why we have a problem. You only could do bittul in front of three people. Obey kala, rate losses. So when there are three people, isla kala, v'sham v'yada, v'layut nitsa. She will be aware of the bittul. However, as we explained earlier, that the kana sud ikar, there will still be the concern that she's not sure when the bittul took place. She's not sure how the bittul took place, and even though she is aware of the bittul, she won't know if not, she may get married. So the Gerush Shirachim asks, just because there's three people, she's immediately going to know? He asks, let's understand the situation. The bittul took place in front of a bezdin of three. And again, we don't live in the world they didn't live in the world we live in, where communication is so fast and so simple. When something happened on one side of the world, the other side of the world didn't know about it. So let's think about it, he asks. The woman gets the get. In her mind, the get is a good get. There was a bittul that took place on the other side of the world. She got the get in America. The bittul was in Eretz Yisrael. So just because it took place in front of three people, she's going to know about it right away? The news travels so quickly? So how could the Gemara say that whenever there's a bittul in front of three people, the wife becomes aware of it right away? So he gives two answers. One answer is a rule that we've learned in Shas many times. Isha daiku mintzaba. A woman, before she gets married, investigates if she's allowed to get married. So she's going to make sure, was there a bittul? Was there not a bittul? And the Gemara is saying that if there was a bittul in front of three people, she will know if there was or there wasn't a bittul. That's one teretz. Another teretz that he gives is that we know the halacha is that a woman can't get married for 3 months after she gets divorced. So what's the concern? That the bittul was yesterday, she got to get today, and maybe the bittul was just yesterday, and news in that world didn't travel that quickly. I don't need it to travel that quickly. I have 3 months for it to travel. In 3 months, if the bittul took place in front of three people, she will become aware of it. The only concern is takanas agunas. Ask the Gemara, says the Gemara, Tanan Abaran. What will be the halacha if one didn't follow what Rabbi Gamliel taught us? And he did bittul in front of two or three people. Is the bittul effective or not? Machloikis. Tanan Abaran, bittul mevotul, divrei Rebbe. According to Rebbe, if one did bittul, even though he shouldn't have, it's valid. Shem Gamliel Omer, eni yochel, loy levatloy, loy lahosev al tanoi. A person cannot be mevatel if Rabbi Gamliel said, don't do bittul. It doesn't have any validity. Similarly, if somebody can't add a stipulation to a get after the get was delivered, because if we're going to say that Rabbi Gamliel made a rule, the bittul can't take place only in front of the shlich or the wife, and you could violate the rule, so the Gemara introduces a very important concept. In Cain, Makoich Bezdin Yofa. So what we've accomplished, if Bezdin can make rules, and we could just violate the rules. Before we get into the sugya, there's a fundamental machlokes rishonim. How to understand this brisa that we just learned? There clearly isn't this brisa, a machlokes Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, if one did bittul, is it going to work not properly? Will it work b'diavad or not? Rebbe says yes, Rav Shimon Gamliel says no. But the brisa introduced another subject, which is really not the focus of today's shir, and that is, if you could add a tanai after the get was already sent. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, you cannot. Rebbe doesn't, the Brisa doesn't quote Rebbe's opinion regarding that subject. So what is Rebbe's opinion regarding that subject? It's Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim, the Meiri says, since we don't find that Rebbe makes any comment regarding that subject, and that subject is no Machlokes. Everybody agrees you can't add a stipulation after the get was sent. Otherwise, why isn't Rebbe addressing it? other Rishonim say that it's obvious that just like Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe are disagreeing regarding the validity of a bittel that wasn't done properly, so too, say those Rishonim, are Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel arguing regarding the validity of a stipulation that was added later. Ask the Gemara. Umika midi, the midaraisa bittel gitta. We need to understand, ask the Gemara. Midaraisa, the bittel is a bittel. Because any bittel is good enough. Umishum ma koich bezden yofa. Just because Rav Gamliel came, Rav Shimon Gamliel comes and says, we're worried about takonis that bezden make. Shereini ishis ishla alma. The Gemara's question is a very powerful question. The bittel is a valid bittel. So if the bittel is a valid bittel, she's still an Eishes Ish. The get is not a get. So how will we allow to marry another man? Shereini Ishes Ish La'ama, because they made a takona. So Rishonim, before we get into the sugya, ask a very simple question. The whole machlokes we're having in this braisa between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel is if a bittel was done in front of a bezdin, whatever number of people a bezdin requires, two or three people, and we have a machlokes, is that bittel valid or not? Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying that it won't be. But if the bittel was done in front of one person, the Gemara doesn't ask any kashas. The same question could be asked that if the bittel was done in front of one individual, midiraisa, that's a good bittel. And how could we discount it? We don't find that the Gemara asked that question. Why? So Rav Kiva Eger answers to that question. He says that it's obvious that Chazal would make a rule that if a bittel took place in front of one individual, that it's a meaningless bittel. And therefore the Gemara didn't have to discuss it. The Gemara's question is, when the bittel was done with some proper procedure in front of a bezdin, how can we say that just because ma koich bezdin yofa, the bittel should be discounted? It's Rav Kiva Eger's tarots. Davni Meluim answers that a bittel done in front of one individual alone is in the category of Dvarim Shebelev. It's considered like something that really wasn't at all articulated. And we know Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. And that's why the Gemara didn't have a question that if the bittel was done only one in front of one person, that we should consider it a valid bittel. The Gemara's question is referring to a situation where it was already done in front of a bezdin. However, the Tosfos Yontif says, now that the Gemara has asked the question, that how could Rav Shimon and Gamliel say that if a bittel took place in front of a bezdin, we should discount it and say it's meaningless? The teretz that the Gemara is going to give, which we're going to spend time in Mitzvah Shem now learning, will be valid for the question, even on a bittel that was done in front of one individual, how could we discount it? And what is the Gemara's teretz? In. So again, ask the Gemara, Umika midi, the midiraisa, bottle gita. Midiraisa, the bittel is a valid get. It's a good bittel, and there's no get. Umashum ma koyev bezdin yofa, shrein and eshes ishla alma. Answer the Gemara, in. Yes. Call the Mekadosh, adopted Rabbanan Mekadosh. When somebody gets married, he gets married, adopted Rabbanan, Rafkin Rabbanan Kedushim Minei. Which means as follows. At least posh pshan Gemara, before we get deeper into the sugya. The Rabbana, when somebody gets married, according to Rashi and Tosfos, he stipulates in his marriage that I'm getting married if the Chacham consent to it. And here, so everything, all of our marriages are contingent on the Rabbana. So since they're contingent on the Rabbana, if somebody goes and does an improper bittel, what happens? Chazal consider it as if there was no marriage. He was never married. So there's no need for a get, because there was never a marriage. And like Tosfos says, that's why when we get married, we say under the chuppah, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. What are we saying with those words of Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael? That we're connecting our marriage to their consent, and if they want to annul it, they have the right to annul it. Other Rishonim don't look at it as a Tanai. They say this is part of the authority that Chazal have, that they have a right to annul a marriage when they see fit, and they're annulling this marriage. Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. So, ask the Chasam Sofer, we spent a lot of time in Masechta Yevamos learning that if someone marries someone who's Ostem V'Chai V'Lavin, the Kedushin is a valid Kedushin. I always say Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. And it's not Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael marrying a woman who the Torah prohibits. So Chassam Sofer says, when someone marries a woman who he's not allowed to marry, but the Torah says the Kedushin is effective, that marriage isn't subject to Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. And we take what we said a moment ago, the Machloikos Rishonim, there Chazal, according to the first Pshat, that because when we say Kedas Moshe of Yisrael, we're connecting our marriage and saying that the Chazal have a right to null it, they were not saying Kedas Moshe of Yisrael, and that marriage could not be annulled by Chazal. According to the second Pshat, the Chazal have a right to annul whatever they want, so it makes no difference if we say it or we don't. But according to the first Pshat, it's only when we say it that we mean it, do they have the ability to annul it. If it's a marriage that Chazal don't sanction, so obviously we're not connecting it to Chazal, they could not annul that marriage if the Torah says it's fine. And using this concept, the Mefarshim answer a very interesting question. One of the halachas that we've discussed many times in this Masechta, and Amitz Hashem will still discuss, is that midaraisa, a get could be given bal karcha. A woman, you don't need the wife's consent. Comes along the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershim and says, no, you can't coerce your wife into a divorce. So ask the Mefarshim, midaraisa, if somebody gives his wife a get against her will, it's a good get. So how could Rabbeinu Gershim say that the get's not a get? It's a get midaraisa. Answer the Mefarshim. Just like the Gemara says, called the Mekadish, adopted Rabbanu Mekadish, called the Megarish, is adopted Rabbanu Megarish. And every get is connected, and the Gemara, and we spoke about this, the part of the version, part of the terminology of the get says, Kedas Moshe Yisrael. So I'm connecting my divorce to Kedas Moshe Yisrael. And Chazal said that this is not a valid divorce, it nullifies, it voids the entire divorce. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Ravina Leravashi, the Kaddish B'Kaspa. This is all well and fine if somebody did Kedusha Kesef, Kaddish B'Diyah Ma'ikah L'Meimer. And there are many different pshatim and how to understand this question. Simple pshat is that if somebody does Kedusha Kesef, so Chazal could say it's not a Kedusha. But if somebody did a Kedusha B'Diyah, you can't make believe that those B'Diyahs didn't take place. Another variation of explaining this question is if you were Mekadosh with Kesef, so it doesn't affect your bias. You didn't do anything wrong. But if you do a Mekadosh with Bia, or if you did Bia with your wife, and now Chazal retroactively nullify your marriage, so all the bias you had with your wife were out of wedlock. And they were in Aveira. What? Even if you were Mekadosh with Kesef, but if you did Bia afterwards, so every Bia was an Aveira, retroactively. So how could Chazal create a situation that someone lived with his wife out of wedlock? And to that the Gemara answers, let's just follow through according to these two Pshatim that are very similar. Yes, Shavi Rabbanu Labila Sabila's Nus. Yes, Chazal said, in order to create this necessary annulment, Shavi Rabbanu Labila Sabila's Nus, that the Bia is a Bia's Nus. Another way of explaining the Gemara is if this Kedushay Kesef, so Chazal have the ability to say Hefker Bezdin Hefker. And what does Hefker Bezdin Hefker accomplish? That the money is a mine. And if I'm a Kaddish, a woman, with money that's not mine, the Kedushin is invalid. The Rav always asks, is this your ring? But if I'm a Kaddish Babia, how could they say, what power do Chazal have to nullify the marriage? It says the Gemara, yes, that Chazal have that ability. A fourth way of learning, we'll stop with this, Rashi quotes Raboisov. Taina to Kodesh Bekaspa, the Kedusha Kesef are not a Kedusha Medaraisa. Why are they not a Kedusha Medaraisa? Because the Torah never tells us explicitly that you can Mekadosh a wife with Kesef. We only learn it with Gzer Shav, beginning of Masechta Kedushin, Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim. So it's only Kedusha de Rabona. But Kedusha Bia, which is a Kedusha Medaraisa, how could Chazal null? It says the Gemara, they have the ability to null all. Rashi, however, says this is not correct pshat. Because Kedushay Kesef, once we learn that Kedushay Kesef are valid from the Gzeirah Shavah, then they're valid midaraisa. A Gzeirah Shavah is not considered the Rabbanon, even though it's a very difficult Rambam, that the Rambam calls it Divrei Seferim. Everybody's beginning of Hilchos Kedushin discusses that, but it's not the Rabbanon. The Reciphor means that we learnt it through Gzeirah Shavah, but it has the status of a Rabbanon, of a Deraisa. That's why Rashi rejects that pshat. The Mefarshim point out that the Gemara seems to ignore Kedusha Shtar, because we know there are three ways of affecting Kedushin. Kesef, Shtar, Biyah. So our Gemara focuses on Kesef and Biyah. What about Kedusha Shtar? So most Rishonim seem to learn that Kedusha Shtar are in the same category as Kedusha Kesef. Number one, because we learn with Gzeri Shava, or because the Shtar has to have some value, and therefore Hefker Bezdin Hefker could annul that value, could tell us that it has no value, and therefore it's in the same category as Kedusha Kesef, not as Kedusha Biyah. This sugya is a shas sugya. There's a lot to say here. We'll try to limit our thoughts a little. Tysus asks, if Chazal have ability to annul a marriage, so how do we ever have a situation that if a woman was mezana, that she had an adulterous relationship while she's married, she should be chayiv misa? Maybe her marriage will retroactively be annulled, and she wasn't an eshes ish. Tosfos is kasha. There are many answers to this question. There are rishonim that indeed suggest maybe. Maybe a woman can never... So it remains, let's finish the question, so it remains astrosophic. If two Adam see that a woman is going to have an adulterous relationship, they should not... The hasra they give her shouldn't be a definite hasra, because maybe the marriage will be retroactively nullified, not retroactively annulled. And the Ri says, indeed, maybe that's the case. Rabbeinu Tam says, since most marriages are not annulled, we don't have to be concerned. That's Rebbeinu Tam's concern. Answer. Another teretz that Tosfos gives is that we don't have to be concerned about it because we have a chazaka. The chazaka is that she's married. She's a eshes ish. Which the Mefarshim are very disturbed with this teretz. A chazaka only could talk about the past. Can't talk about the future. Here the concern is that in the future, the marriage will be nullified. How does chazaka help? So I saw that the Chassan Sofer answers this question, and he says, what does the Chazaka here tell us? That when the Edom are giving her a Asra, and we're trying to determine, is that a good Asra or not, the Chazaka says that she's married today, and therefore it's a good Asra. It's not talking to the future, it's talking to the past. But then there's another terrace to this question, which changes the entire way we understand the Gemara, and has very serious halachic ramifications. We've been learning the Gemara that what do Chazal do when they nullify this marriage? They retroactively annul it that they were never married. Say some Rishonim, that's not what happens here. What are Chazal annulling? They're annulling the bittel. We're concerned that there was a good bittel. Chazal have the right to say that the bittel is not a bittel, and the get therefore is a good get. What does that say to us? That until the moment of the get, they were fully married. It's only from the minute of the get and on that they're divorced. So therefore, if the woman had relationship previously, then she was still an eshes ish. Because the annulment doesn't work all the way back to the moment of marriage. It only goes to the moment of the get. Other turutzim to this kasha, and we're going to go back to this concept in a moment. Other turutzim to this question is that where do we say that the Ramban gives us teretz? Where do we say Asra Sofik? That if it's something in my power to control, that I could change if this is that this should not be the status. It's not in the woman's power, it's in the husband's power to annul the marriage. And therefore, it's not considered Asra Sofik when she has an adulterous relationship. One more teretz. Again, this is a lot to say. The Shita gives the teretz. When is something considered Asra Sofik, says the Shita? If somebody has in front of him two pieces of meat, one kosher and one not kosher. And now he has a question, and now we're going to give him a warning. If you eat a piece of meat, you're doing an avera. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's eating the kosher meat. Here, there's not two pieces. She is currently having an adulterous relationship. That's why it's not considered asra sofik. So Tosfos asks, and this is where the question gets interesting. We learned, Shem Yechapa Basa Chosei. There's a concept that a person is married to a relative of his, who even though she may do something improper, he'll want to protect her. So why, says Tosfos, should we not be concerned that if a wife has an adulterous relationship, what will the husband do? Give her a get, then be mevatel the get in front of, without the woman or the shliach there, which we're learning now in the Gemara, annuls the marriage, and she never was an Eish HaSishta, did an Aveira. Tosfos clearly learns the works of Mafreya. So, why should we not be concerned? So Tosfos says, the most husbands won't do it. The main teretz Tosfos says, is that, Rabbeinu Tam, the annulment was done for the woman's benefit. Annulment wasn't created to allow women to have adulterous relationships and be able to get away with it. That wasn't the purpose of this whole concept of Afkina Rabbanu L'Kedusha Minei. Furthermore, the Rishonim point out, we know, we've discussed this many times from the beginning of our Masechta, Mishim Aguna Kula Rabbanim. Chazal were very concerned about Agunas. So why every time do you have an Aguna and Rabbanim sit and try to come up with a Heter, why don't Rabbanim just say, Afkina Rabbanu L'Kedusha Minei, you annulled the marriage and she was never an Eishes Ish? The answer to that question is, you can never do Afkina Rabbanu L'Kedushin without a get in front of you. There's no get. So you can't create Afkina without a get. However, ask the Marsham. A question was posed to the Marsham. Very, very sad story. There was a woman who was married. And an Eid Echot came and said her husband was dead. And we learned the Gemara says, Masechta Yevamos, Masechta Ksubos, that if a woman gets married based on the testimony of an Eid Echad, she's allowed to. But if her first husband comes back, Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh, she has to leave her first, she can't go back to her first husband because she had a relationship with another man. She can't remain with the second husband, and the children of the second husband are Mamzerim, she's an Eish HaSish. Ask the Marsham, why don't we go and tell the husband to give her a get, be Mevatel the first husband, be Mevatel the get, not in front of the wife or the shliach, which will annul the original marriage, and therefore we have no problem. This woman didn't do anything wrong. That's the Masham's, says the Masham, lahalocha of Eloi Lamaisa, and I quote him very carefully. Maybe. So if Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a tshuva, and many Gedolei Yisrael have tshuvas about this subject, because this is a way of helping women in such dire straits, can we follow the Masham's advice, which is completely based on our Gemara, the Chazal have the ability to annul a marriage? So certainly, if we follow the approach of the Rishonim, that the annulment only works, Mikana Lahaba, doesn't work Lamafreya, this is not much of an option. That's one answer, Rav Shlomo Zalman says. Another Rav Shlomo Zalman says, is that even if we're saying that the Rabbanan have the ability to annul a marriage, that will create a situation that the child is not a mamzer d'oraisa, but he's certainly a mamzer d'Rabbanan. So therefore, you really haven't accomplished that much. Another teretz, he says, is this entire Gemara and this entire concept that we had introduced of Kinner Rabbanan L'Kedushim Minei is only if we follow the opinion of Rav Shimon of Rebbe, that said this concept of Rav Shimon Gamliel, that said Ma'akoyach Bezdin Yofa. But if we follow the opinion of Rebbe, we don't have to come on to this concept. Who says the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel? Maybe the halacha is like Rebbe, and we don't have to come on to this concept. And that's why all the Paiske Yisrael over many generations, there's a Divrei Malkiel on this subject also, did not expand on this concept of Chazal being able to annul a marriage only in the specific case that our Gemara addresses. As we finish the sugya of Kol Demekadesh, we'll just say a nice chesidah shavart. Kol Demekadesh, if somebody wants to be Mekadesh himself, if somebody wants to get better, a person doesn't always know what the right thing to do. A person isn't always smart enough to know what to do. Adat the Rabbanim Mekadesh. He should go to Rabbanim. He should go to Gedolei Yisrael, that they will guide him and how to make himself Mekadesh, how to become Kodesh. Tan Rabbanim. Says the Bryce, Amal Asar Kisvu Get Lishti. If somebody says to 10 people, write a get to my wife. Yochel Vatel Shloi Zeh Shloi B'fnei Zeh Divrei Rebbe. According to Rebbe, he could be Mevatel the Shlichus without all the 10 of them present. Rav Shimon Gamliel, any Yochel Vatel El Zeh B'fnei Zeh. They all have to be present. Ask the Gemara, B'maykamifki, what is the basis of their machlokes? Says the Gemara, the Eidah Shebutl Mitzos Bitl Kula Kamifki. And as Rishonim explained, there is always a concept of Eidah Shebutl Mitzos Bitl Kula in the following scenario. Anybody who's ever been at a wedding can appreciate this. If you have a group of people who are Eidim, and one of the Eidim is a Pasul Eid, he creates a situation that all of the Eidim are disqualified. And that's why all Rabbanim at a wedding say to the two Eidim Kedushin, we're pointing you to be Eidim to the exclusion of everyone else, because at the wedding there are a lot of people who are Pasul Eidim. All your relatives, are the parents are standing right under the chuppah. They're Pasul Eidim. So, this is not that type of Eidah Shebutl Miktsasa. Rather, this is a situation that if someone is mevatel, somebody voids some of the Eidim, some of the Shlichim, does it affect the other individuals? Rebbe Sover, Eidah Shebutl Miktsasa, Loi Batl Kula. Just because the husband chose to void the Shlichis of some of the Eidim, it doesn't have any effect on the other individuals. So therefore, let's say we go back to our case. 10 individuals were appointed to be shlichim. 2 were then voided. It doesn't affect the other 8. And therefore, Rebbe says, "Iaz lahanach kasvi yahavi." If the other 8 will write, lichtav v'lichtav, no problem. Why not? However, Rav Shimon Gamliel Sover, the Eidah Shebutl Miktsos Batla Kula. As soon as one of the Eidim has been nullified, it affects the entire group. But now, if he's only going to void one of them in his presence, the other individuals, v'hanach lo yadi, v'azli v'kasli, v'yavi, they're going to continue giving the get. They're not aware that they're no longer valid shlichim, but they aren't anymore valid shlichim. And what will happen here is, b'shari eishas ishlama, we're going to be left with a situation of an eishas ish, a woman who's an eishas ish, thinking that she got a proper get. V'bay seima, another way of explaining the machlokes of Rebbe Yom Shimon Gamliel, the Kulei Alma Eidah Shebutl Miktsos Lebatl Kula. This is not, as we said earlier, the regular situation of Eidah Shebutl Miktsos Lebatl Kula. V'hocha Tam de Rav Shimon Gamliel. So why is Rav Shimon Gamliel concerned? Says the Gemara Kesava. He holds as a rule, the Milsa Demis Avda Ba'api Asara, if we create a situation in front of 10 individuals, Tzricha Be Asara L'Mishlefa. We need all 10 there when we void it. And therefore, if all 10 aren't there, there is the nullification is not valid. So if we have to summarize the machloikas of these two pshatim, it could be said in one sentence. According to the first pshat, the only time Rav Shimon Gamliel is concerned is something bad can happen, meaning that the shlichim, who are no longer shlichim, will still think that they are. According to the second pshat, even if nothing bad can happen, there's a rule. You can only be mevatel if all of them are there. So now the Gemara shows us where this would be the nafkamina. Kilchem mahu. If somebody said, all 10 of you have to sign the get, what would be the halacha? If tamder of Shimon Gamliel, Mishum the Ksav, Eidah Shebutl Miktsos Lebatl Kula, that the reason is that if one is disqualified, it affects all of them. Here there's no reason to be concerned from harm. The cat, why? In this situation, Hani, kivin d'amlam kulchem, since he said the word kulchem. So to the individuals that he said, you're no longer shlichim, they're not going to sign. Once they're not going to sign, and if we don't have the entire group signing, then there's nothing going on. So there's nothing to worry. Kivin d'amlam kulchem, loimats v'kas v'yavi. So there's nothing to worry about. Oy dilma, or however, if the reason of Rav Shimon Gamliel is, mishum d'kosava kol milsadam as avdab api be'asara, anything that's done in front of 10 individuals, Tzricha be'asala mishlefa, we have to have all 10 individuals there to undo it. So even in case, hilcha fil kulchem, even if you have a case of kulchem, where there's nothing that can happen that we should be concerned about, because as soon as one of them is not going to sign, our worries are over, still the halacha according to this approach is that in order to nullify one, they all have to be there. This would be the nafkamina. So now what is the correct pshat? Toshma. There's a braisa. The braisa says, Om l'shtayim tnu get l'ishti. Somebody says, the two people give a get to my wife. The halach is, Yoch levatel zeh shlo b'fnei zeh divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, you can be mevatel one without the other. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, any yoch levatel zeh shlo b'fnei zeh. Shulchan Aruch says the bittul is only effective if both of those individuals are there. Now, says the Gemara. The Gemara starts with one simple premise. V'shnayim dami, v'shnayim kulchem dami. By definition, two individuals is like kulchem, because you have to have at least two individuals. Yet we see that even in the case of kulchem, there is a machloikis of Rabbi Yom Shimon Gamliel. Yet we see, says the Gemara, a pligi. So obviously the reason is not because of a concern for harm, a concern that something bad might happen, of Eidah Shabbatul Mekutzas Batul Kula, because here, if one can't sign, the other one will automatically not be able to sign. One Eid alone is nothing. Yet Rabbi Gamliel is saying that it's not effective, the bittul. Why? Because you have to have a bittul of all of them together. Amar Vashi, says Rav Ashi, Ibi Eidik Siva, if that Raisa was speaking about Eidik Siva, Hochinami, you would be right that this would be a very good proof that the reason of Rav Shimon Gamliel is because if you want to avoid, if you want to nullify Shlichim, you have to have all of them present. But that Raisa is not talking about Eidik Siva. Hochinami Skinin, Beide Halocha. What happened was, the husband asked one individual to carry the get on his behalf to his wife, and then he met another person, and he said, you know what, if that person can't carry out the shlichus, you do it. This is not a case of kulchem, because these two shlichim don't have to do it together, and therefore, the reason is because now we have a problem, that Eidah Shebatul Mekutzas Batul Kula, and if one was nullified, and the other one isn't aware of it, he will come to make a mistake. Hochinami Mistabra, and it's correct to understand that, says the Gemara, that Bryce is referring to a situation of Eidah Halacha, the Tani Sefer. What is the Sefer of that Bryce said? If he spoke to each aid separately, if he appointed them separately, he could nullify them separately. I could understand. Eli Amrit, Eidik Siva, Miet Starfi, could I appoint two Eidim to sign a get, not together. Hamamar ein edusa mitstarfus achir shneim keachad. Two witnesses cannot combine to be a pair unless they're together. So if it's talking about Eidik Siva, how could you have a situation of Eidik Siva that weren't appointed together? Says, well, that's not a kasha. Dimakar Yishuv ben Karcha Sfirlei, maybe that Braisa follows the opinion of Yishuv ben Karcha, that holds that Eidim could be appointed one without the other, even Eidik Siva. So if that's your proof that it's talking about Eidei Halacha, that proof isn't valid, as Mefarshim explained, because the Halacha does follow the opinion of Rav Shu Mekarcha. And therefore the Gemara, the Pnei Shu explains the Gemara this way. In the Havmina, the Gemara wanted to say that the Braisa is speaking about Eidei Halacha, and I'm avoiding getting involved with the Machlokes of Rav Shu Mekarcha and the Rabbanon requiring Eidim to be appointed together. The Gemara's answer is, since the Halacha follows Rav Shu Mekarcha, so I don't have a problem explaining the Braisa following his opinion, and therefore the Braisa will be referring to Eidik Siva, not necessarily Eidei Halacha. Says the Gemara, Amar Mishmur Bar Yehuda, Sham Mnei Rav Abba Tarti. I heard from Rav Abba two Piskei Halacha. Chodek Rebbe, in one situation he passed like Rebbe, V'chodek, in one situation he passed like Rav Shimon Gamliel. V'lo Yadano, however, I don't know, Haik Rebbe V'haik Rav Shimon Gamliel. Where did he pass like Rebbe? Where did he pass on like Rav Shimon Gamliel? I'm Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef responds, Nachsi Anon, let's try to analyze the situation. Dichos Rav Dimi, Oma Maisav Osir Rebbe Kedivrei Chachamim. There was a situation where Rebbe acted like the Rabbonim. What does that mean? The halacha is, Mar Masechta B'Metzia says that if somebody sells property and more or less than a sixth of its value, the halacha is that the sale is void. There was once a bezdin that mis-evaluated a property by a shtus, by a sixth, and the rabbanon said that the assessment of the bezdin was null and void. Amalafonov Rabbi Parta, Benoishar Belezman Parta, Ben Benoishar Parta Godel, if you're going to say that just like when an individual sells a property with a mistake of a shtus, it nullifies the sale. And Bezdin does the same. Beis Din has the same rules, so you've minimized the power of Beis Din. The Chaza Rebbe, Vasa Rav Shimon Gamliel. And Rebbe said, you know what? Rav Shimon Gamliel is right. So we see that Rebbe subscribes to the concept, like Rav Shimon Gamliel did on Amar Aleph, or Ma Beis Din Koich Yofa. Umidaha. And since we follow the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel regarding the question of Ma Koich Beis Din Yofa, Hach Rebbe. Obviously, regarding the other Shaila, that if we mevatel Eidim, Zeh Shalai Bifnei Zeh, there we follow the opinion of Rebbe, because we had a tradition that we follow Rebbe in one place, we follow Rav Shimon Gamliel in another place. So we've established that we follow the opinion of Shimon Gamliel regarding the Shaila of Ma Koich Beis Din Yofa. By deduction, we understand that we follow Rebbe's opinion regarding Eidim Shabbat Lazel Shalai Bifnei Zeh. Vav Rav Yoshia says the Gemara, the Menusha saw the Chodok Rebbe and Chodok Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Yoshia also said that in one place we pass like Rebbe, in one place we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Dom Rav Abba Bechana, Chemisha Savi, Havina Kameh, Rav Yoshia, the Menusha. There were five Rabbonim in front of Rav Yoshia. Also, who Gavra, Kameh, there was a person that came, Vashkle Gitei Bakarchei. They forced him, as we're going to learn in the Masechta, under certain circumstances, a Beis Din could force a person to give his wife a get. Amlan, and then after they gave the get, and they were given the instruction of delivering the get, Amlan, so Rabbi Yoshia told these five witnesses, Zil Atmur, go and hide. Go and hide. The Kisvula, and hide. Write the get and hide. Now says the Gemara, this akadatach k'Rebbe mimet mimahavi. If Rebbe's correct, what was the concern? Why were he saying that they should hide? Because the husband should not be able to find these people and nullify their shlichus. But if Rebbe's correct that you can nullify the shlichus without all of them present, so what's the help if they're hiding? Ella shmamino k'rav shimasfirle, that you can only nullify them if they're all present, and that's why he said, go hide. Says the Gemara, Visal Kedaitach, Idach Namikir Shimon Gamliel, if we're going to say that we follow the opinion of Rebbe, that if you can be mevatel one without the other, Lomeli et Mura, why do we have to hide? Just live the Rebduri, let them just separate. Elish Lamina, Hu Chadik Rebbe, we follow the opinion of Rebbe that the halacha is that they have to be together, but we do follow the opinion of Shimon Gamliel that Ma Koich Beis Din Yofa. However, Rav Amar Rav Nachman, halacha Rabbi B'shteim. We follow the opinion of Rebbe regarding both halachas. Number one, that we don't say Ma Koich Beis Din Yofa, and number two, that we can mevatel a shliach zeh shlo b'fnei zeh. Ask the Gemara, Rav Nachman, Makoyach Beis Din Yofa. Does Rav Nachman not subscribe to the concept of Makoyach Beis Din Yofa? V'am Rav Nachman HaMishmul. Yisoyim Yishabor Lachlik V'nixi Yivim. You have Yisoyim that are coming to divide their father's estate. And this is Machlok Yishonim, how to understand this Gemara. Some Yishonim say that all the Yisoyim are Ketanim, and therefore they don't have their own Das to divide the estate. The Rosh explains that there's some Yisoyim that are Gedolim, and some are Ketanim, and the Gdolim are anxious to divide the state, but the Ketanim are in their way. So what does the Gemara say? Beis Din ma'amidalam apotropos. Beis Din go and appoint an apotropos. Or baralam chelik yofa. And Beis Din goes and appoints for them the apotropos. They divide up the estate. Machlokes, we're showing them here too, who exactly divides it up. One pshat is that the apotroposim divide it up amongst themselves. Another pshat is that the Beis Din does the division, and the apotropos just makes sure to watch the estate once it's divided. Higdilu, Yechayim Limchais. When these Ketanim grow up, they could protest. Not because Beis Din did something unfair, because we're sure Beis Din did something fair. The concern is, this Yosim could say, you know, I wanted my fields on the north side, and I got fields on the south side. Rav Nachman did Amar, Higdilu and Yechayim Limchais. When they grow up, you can't change your mind. Because if they could, im kei ma koich Beis Din Yofa. So we see Rav Nachman does subscribe to the concept of ma koich Beis Din Yofa. How he's saying that he doesn't? It's the Gemara, By Mammon, Rav Nachman certainly agrees to the concept of Ma'akayach Bezdin Yofa. Al Gemara is speaking about Isura, about Get. There Rav Nachman doesn't subscribe to that concept.